This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Hey, Calvin, good morning to you, man. A couple days away, Christmas.
Yeah, just two nights away, and then we'll be Christmas, and we got some freezing rain coming later today, apparently.
What are you looking for under the Christmas tree?
Oh, nothing particular. Just spending some time with my family.
Hey, man, you know, we're going to talk about that later on in the show and what it really means, right? It's hard to, you know, I was out yesterday with my wife and, you know, moving around, and there's, you know, a lot of people moving around, and you know, well, we get into all that later. I want to welcome my guest, Mr. Doug Cornfield. He's an author, speaker, and former college athlete. He is the director of Disability Dream and do D3-day sports camps created with Dave Clark. In college, he was a top contender in track and field and a scholarship athlete at the University of Georgia. His professional experience includes time spent in both the family entertainment industry and as senior financial advisor for Merrill Lynch. What a diverse history. I don't know if we can have you on. Good morning to you, Doug. How you doing, man?
Well, I've made some serious pivots in my lifetime, there's no doubt.
The adult entertainment industry in Maryland.
Not adult entertainment, children's entertainment.
Oh, children's entertainment. Okay. There we go, man.
Hey, is there a mute button or something? Man, don't get me there. Man, I do have seven children, but.
I stand corrected. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Let's see where your mind went to that. Hey, entertainment. Hey, no, this is a strictly family entertainment.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know how that Freudian slip entered into my mind. But good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. It's cold, but it's a good morning. You know, we're still awake and still breathing and still at it.
Man, you're talking about as cold, man. You're in New York, man. You got to be used to that. They play football.
Well, I was down south for 16 years, and I got used to that.
They played football yesterday, for heaven's sakes, in New York.
They sure did, and it was cold for those guys. But you know, it's just like I've had my fill of snow and cold, and if I never saw it again, I would be okay.
Listen, that's another story. I feel kind of we're in kinship with that, buddy.
Yep. Well,
70 years of being in cold weather for me is, I'm kind of at that point as well. But anyway, I think, you know, it's really important that we talk a little bit about, you know, a subject, man, that is near and dear to my heart. People know that my wife and I took in a disabled child 21 years ago, and my heart is always with, you know, disabled people, and they're special, very, very special people, and we have a society that at times recognizes it, but then there's another whole segment of society that does not. But let's talk a little bit about the program and what it is.
Yeah, so the program is a sports camp that we put together with professional teams. And we do that where the kids and the young adults and the whole family members come to these sports camps. We partner with teams like in the Twins organization. We've been with the Phillies organization, the Mets organization, the Yankees organizations, and several others, Colorado Rockies. And the children and young adults, what they do is they get a time on the field, like a professional baseball practice or a professional hockey practice, because we've kind of done both. We've done hockey and baseball. And it's all soft equipment, though, so it's a lot of activity. Things are flying everywhere. Pucks are going everywhere. Balls are going everywhere. And we bring them on the field not to just dream about, you know, playing a sport, but in many times giving them a first opportunity for it. And probably kind of what really makes our camp a little bit special is there's not a lot of standing around. We don't try to play a baseball game or a hockey game. We set it up like a practice where there's all sorts of activity. But I get to bring two men, one that I met 25 years ago almost, named Dave Clark. Dave is a polio survivor. And it's one of the most fascinating stories most people have never heard about. And actually, I usually have to dumb his story down to make it believable. But he's only 5'2" and walked on crutches his whole life after polio at 10 months, almost took his life. And if you just kind of fast forward to a story I can't tell in, you know, in the timeline that we have, Dave is the only professional baseball player to ever pitch from those same crutches. He had a 10-year career in the minor leagues in our country. He went on to play in the Swedish major leagues. People don't even know there was baseball over in Sweden, but he played at a very high level in Sweden, pitching a knuckleball. For those that are baseball fans, he was a knuckleball pitcher.
Phil Niekro.
Yep, Phil Niekro and Wilbur Wood.
Wilbur Wood.
All the greats. So, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even know those names anymore.
Yeah.
I actually went to college with Phil Niekro Jr.
Really? Okay.
Which was fun, yeah, in Georgia. So anyway, it's just we've got this great story that's never really been 100% told. And I get to meet this person. First, I met him in an article. And the reason I was probably drawn to it more than most is I was an athlete. I didn't understand the story. But I have a son that was born with neither arm developed, who's now 26 years old. And I wanted to meet Dave, and I got to meet him, and didn't know that, you know, a few years later, 10 years later, I was going to be traveling all over the country with him. But he had become a friend, became a client. I pushed him to write a book about his life story. We have some great stories about that. And then when I finally left the financial world of Merrill Lynch, not the adult entertainment world, by the way. And so I left the Merrill Lynch world. I wound up partnering with Dave. And one of the main things that he wanted to do with us is not really as a business, although it is that, because you got to do it as a business to get the funds raised and all those kind of things. He wanted to make sure we did the money that we raised, whether in speaking events or however we raised money. He wanted to make sure we were always doing sports camps for kids with limitations and challenges, as he had been doing all the way in the 70s. And it became a hit.
You know, Doug, I would say that what happens so often for people who are not connected with people who have special needs is they believe and they think, you know, mistakenly, they don't know because they maybe have never had interaction, that people who have special needs somehow aren't like the rest of us and don't have the same thoughts, the same desires, the same mindsets.
Yeah.
And because they have broken bodies, it doesn't mean they're not like the rest of us. And
correct.
And sometimes, you know, people out of their caring at times may talk with people who have disabilities as if they're different. And
yeah.
And they really don't want that. They want to be treated the same, right?
Right, right. And even today, I'll give you a little example. Dave and I will be having breakfast together, and the waitress will ask me what he wants for dinner or for breakfast. I mean, this guy's been to college. He's, you know, he's been at, he'll look at, you know, it's like, what do you mean? He can answer, you know, he knows what he wants. But it's like they take this perception that somebody with a disability isn't able. And no, they do have a disability and they have a challenge. But one of the beauties of Dave's story is that he broke so many stigmatisms about people with disabilities. And he did it in a time when it was not popular. He actually, I know he's got a very strong tie to the Negro Leagues as well, which is very interesting. Even though he is a white player, he got scorned much like in a minor league way, like Jackie Robinson did. Teammates didn't want to play with him. Coaches didn't want to coach him. crowds jeered him. We've got stories of that in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, actually up closer to you guys. You know, and so people literally did not want to even participate with him because he was a man that was capable of playing at their level, but on crutches and with braces.
You know, yesterday, Doug, I was, if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Doug Cornfield. He's with Disability Dreams and Do. And I was in a grocery store last evening, and I was looking over, couldn't help but see this woman who was kind of handling these groceries and things herself, and she kind of had like a scooter, and I didn't know it at first. I saw her doing these things, and she'd sit down and she'd stand, and it took a while for me to realize she had one leg. She mm-hmm. didn't have a prosthesis. She mm-hmm. was just on one leg. And I really wanted to go over and say, hey, let me do this for her. But she's clearly a woman that had to be close to 50. She's been through this for a while, and she was handling it. So, you know, sometimes we just have to, when we don't know, sometimes it's better, you know, that, you know, we kind of step back, right?
Well, what I say in those situations, and everybody's different, but don't just assume they want or need your help, because sometimes they have their own rhythm. And I, right. you know, being with Dave, and now that he has post-polio and he's mostly in a scooter, even though he had this amazing career of,
right.
of playing baseball, he's older now. It's harder for him to get around. There's times I've learned when he needs help. However, sometimes helping him is not helping him because he has his own way of doing right. things. And so you have to be very careful and cognitive. I mean, that's a whole nother issue with, you know, that we could talk about for forever with people with disabilities. But just simply ask them first, even if it's to open up a door or to push them up a hill if they're in a wheelchair, all those kind of things. They know they're going left. You might not know they're going left. And they have their own style of getting into a car. You could push them in a wheelchair, and it's exactly not what they need. You tip them over because you don't know how, you know, and what to do with this particular situation.
Hey, Doug, can you hang around?
I can. I'm hanging.
Okay, my guest is Mr. Doug Cornfield. He's with Disability Dream and Do. We're going to talk more about what Disability Dream and Do really is and the impact that it has on disabled people, and you can play a part in that. 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You know, there's dashing and dancing and prancing and vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donna. And listen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer? Oh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you
all right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I'm joined by Mr. Doug Cornfield. He is with Disability Dream and Do. And sir, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on is there's a gentleman that was in Milwaukee that was a good friend of mine and that I supported for a number of years, named Mr. James Beckham, who passed a month and a half or so ago. And he was 95 years old. But he spent 60 years of his life building a little league complex in the city of Milwaukee. And for children in the Central City, and many of them who had never even been involved with baseball. And it just so happens that you are going to be bringing Disability Dream to the city of Milwaukee next
year. That is our plan. That is our plan. 2025, we've been invited in by Jim Bray.
A mutual friend.
Yeah, and I got to meet Jim through other folks that I've met in Birmingham, Alabama. Actually, at the Major League game in Birmingham this year with the Negro Leagues, honoring the Negro Leagues. And we kind of have a unique connection there. You know, you were playing the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And in Motown style. So there's so many things I could go with. Dave Clark actually used Motown music as his bullpen music. So
oh, really?
I felt like I was Dave Clark, you know, getting ready to come on the radio. But, you know, that story really is impactful, Rudolph. And Dave, in many ways, was a Rudolph. If you can go back to third grade, I'm going to tell a third grade story real quick, Earl. He was actually not allowed to participate in phys ed class. They, up until third grade, the teachers would bring a chair for him to sit in and watch his classmates participate in phys ed. And one day a new teacher came in, brand new teacher, fresh out of the military, actually. And he, you know, a lot of these military guys got jobs. They didn't have to go to college or whatever, but they had their military experience back then. And now he's a phys ed teacher. He's one of those guys that would scare you to death, big booming voice, right, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, crew cut, you know, back right then or whatever. And he's new. He's in the gymnasium and he's telling all the kids what to do and claps his hands, tells everybody to get in line for the activity. And Dave starts wandering off, you know, crutches in tow and looking for his chair. And there was no chair. And he obviously is thinking, must have forgot. And all of a sudden, he gets yelled at as he's walking off to the sidelines away from the rest of the class. Where do you think you're going?
Yeah.
This big booming voice, you know, scared the heck out of him. And Dave turns around, and the new phys ed teacher is saying, no, come here, son. And basically, Dave goes over to him, and it's a life changer. He says, you know what, son, in my class, you're going to try everything. You might not be able to do everything, but you're going to try everything. And that day it was the rope climb. Now, guys like you and me, we remember the local rope climb. And it went all the way top of the ceiling with the mat this big.
I wasn't very good at it.
And so most people weren't. You know, so Dave got in line because this new teacher told him he had to try everything. And he was a little nervous. And he's looking way up in the sky, up in the ceiling, which felt like 2 miles away. And it's like thinking, there's no way he's getting up to that top, just like most of us felt. And so he grabs a hold of the rope because he's supposed to try. His crutches drop. And on up the rope, he starts going one little fist over at a time. And he got about 3/4 of the way up that rope and higher than any other kid in the class. And at this point, he was gassed. He was just completely out of it. And something kind of just triggered in, you know, almost like an angel and the devil on one side. You can't do it. The angel on the other side says, no, you better go do it. And he listened to the one angel telling him to do it. And he was the only kid to make it to the top that day. And he had a problem now because he had to come down and he had to literally fly down on his hands. He burned the heck out of his hands. And so we named our company Best Burn Enterprise because he said that was the best burn he ever got. And now all of a sudden the kids looked at him differently because he was able to do something that none of them could. And because he was given that chance by this gym teacher, actually a war hero, he had all decorations, all that kind of stuff that we found out later in a very emotional reunion that I set up at the War Memorial in Washington, D.C. Coach Schnetzler is his name, Bill Schnetzler, still living with us today. He's in his mid-90s.
Wow.
And that guy changed Dave's life because now he was allowed to participate and the kids looked at him differently. And to tie it in, what we do at our sports camps is because of that, Dave went on to have this incredible baseball career that most people have never heard about it. And, you know, just look at crutches and polio and baseball and Dave Clark and put all those things together. You can find some stuff. And, you know, and here we allow these children and young adults to have the same opportunity. And oftentimes what we get from a parent is, I didn't know my child could do this. And we allow them to explore their potential. And that's really, in a nutshell, what we're doing for so many, getting them on the field, typically at a pro event, sometimes at an off event, like a little league. We've done it all. And they get to explore their potential and then learn about stories like Dave Clark. And I have another Dave I haven't even talked about to do this camp. And so we're looking for that support from your community to bring Dave Clark and Dave Stevens to Milwaukee to allow this incredible experience of Disability Dream and Do to Milwaukee.
So, Doug, hang on a second, because there's so many other things I want to ask you. You got a minute?
Yep, I'm here. I'm here for you, man.
All right. Doug Cornfield, he's a Disability Dream and Do. 855-752-4842. I got some things that I certainly want to delve deeper into, and you, as a listening audience, what you can do to help participate in this great event. 855-752-4842 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, Rudolph!
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And I'm honored to have my guest, Mr. Doug Cornfield, on the line this morning. He's with Disability Dream and Do. So we were talking before the break, Doug, about, this event that you guys hold across the nation. And it's basically, an opportunity to give, those amongst us who are disabled, born with some disabilities, who may have dreams of participating in sports. And sports does so much. At times, I think people misconstrue what it is. They a lot of times, that's just a bunch of people throwing balls around, and they have no concept at all of the impact of what sports, if taught properly, right? I mean, I ran the largest youth tackle football program in the state of Wisconsin for 20 years for kids, 6 to 14 years of age, and I always knew the impact we were having with those children. If coaches would, get out of the way and do it properly. So sports has a place in the development of human beings if it's handled the right way. And so when you have disabled children and young people who miss that and can benefit from the same thing, it's great that somebody's come up with this opportunity for them. Am I off base?
No, not at all. I mean, not at all. I mean, just the simple things that you would think of throwing a ball or hitting a baseball or whatever, whether you're blind or you don't have arms or hands or whatever your situation is, when you get to do that, and I have so many examples that I can go to, but one is actually an older lady. I say older, probably in her 30s, you know, older than a child.
Right.
And she was completely blind. She was brought there by her mother, who was also blind. It's just a beautiful series, a picture of how these two helped each other get to the field, all those things, signed up. And I have a video of her and one of our, you know, we do a lot of the promo videos after right. the camps. And this is a while ago. And this young lady hit a ball. All right. She can't see it, but she was told to swing. She hits this ball and she does this fist pump. Like just with excitement, you know, because she could just feel the crack of the bat, even though it's all soft equipment. She could feel that. And the excitement in her just for hitting that ball. And then we have another thing that happened a couple years ago, a little boy in a walker, very young. And Dave Stevens, my other Dave, who's born with no legs, is helping him catch a ball for the first time. So you hear this older gentleman throwing him a ball 2 feet away, and the little boy catches it for the first time. And it was as if he won the World Series. As you see the excitement on our videos. I mean, he is pumping his arms, man. This little boy is excited for catching a ball. And we want that to be the catalyst to say, you know what? I can catch a ball. I can hit a ball. I can run around the bases, even if I don't have legs or whatever the situation is. And we're teaching them to explore their potential and find out, all right, I might have to do it differently, like Dave Clark and Dave Stevens did, my two Daves that participate with this. However, in doing it differently, I still have a place and I can succeed and I can be on this team and I can have an impact.
You know, you make me think back, and I think there was a guy who played in the big leagues who had one arm and he pitched with the one arm. He would take the mitt off, somehow put it on his shoulders. And somehow
there was Jim Abbott.
Jim Abbott.
But there's even one back in the 50s, and I don't even know this guy's name. I should know it. That played in the 50s or so after World War and still played, you know, with some limitations. And there's others. There's Curtis Pride, who was deaf. There's, you know, there's a whole slew of folks that have played at these high levels. With Jim Abbott, he was missing his left hand.
Right.
He was missing from his elbow down.
Right.
You know, and he pitched a no-hitter in the major leagues, you know, so it's amazing. And he had to do the switch glove, which Dave Clark actually did a switch glove before him. That's Dave Clark didn't have the same mobility with his left hand. And so he learned to use pitch, throw his hand in his glove, and get ready to field.
A couple things. This is not set yet, date and time, whether or not it's going to happen. If Correct. It does happen, you know, one of the things that I want to do is I'm certainly going to be there. And it's the kind of thing that I love to support. So what is it going to take to make this happen?
So either a collection of several sponsors or one big sponsor, you know, really what it gets down to. I'm working on a way to raise money for several camps right now through what's called the Disability Dream and Do or D3D Hall of Fame. And so people can join the Hall of Fame. It costs them a little bit of money, but it's also good for their business. It's not a donation. It's a contribution. It's a membership. So we're working on that. They can bring Dave Clark and Dave Stevens and I as a speaker. If you're a big corporation, you want to have some incredible people that have incredible stories to come, motivate, teach leadership. You know, I've got the goods for you. But again, that costs some money. But it's also one way that we raise money for the camps. And, you know, I'm looking, you know, obviously it's always easier, Earl, if we just get a big sponsor, you know, and get a corporation that wants to make this.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, well, if you can get to him, you know, it's
a guy like that, you know, worth $400 billion.
Yeah,
it's a drop in the bucket. You know,
it is a drop in the bucket.
That happen.
but you know, they get attacked. They're very hard to get a hold of. So if you have that magic,
I don't have that. I absolutely don't. But you just think what people with unlimited sums of money. One of the things I'm going to be talking about later on in the show is that $17 trillion is going to be passed down from baby boomers to their children in the next 10 years. Money is out there. There's plenty of money that's there to make things like this happen.
Right.
And, you know, and it changes lives, right?
Right.
Forever.
Yeah, I'm pretty much speaking. It's amazing, you know, I've been around the billionaires, and they don't just offer it up.
No, I know.
They are very walled in. That doesn't mean they're not giving people. They find their thing and all those kind of stuff. I'm more into the realm of, you know, looking for folks to contribute in the $1,000 to $15,000 to $30,000 range. Not that I wouldn't take the $250,000 or the $500,000, those kind of things, and we would put it to good use. However, you know, we get 10, 15 people that can bring in $1,000, a couple to bring in $5,000 or whatever. That's what really makes a difference for us. And so that means, you know, just about anybody can contribute $1,000. Sometimes there's times when it's hard to give a dollar, you know, and I'm not talking to that person right now, but I'm talking to the people that are drinking coffee every day at Starbucks and, you know, the people that literally do have the revenue that they can afford a $300 a month kind of contribution or whatever it is to bring this camp in. And I guarantee you they can give us that money, obviously, but they're going to get more out of it. They are going to get more out of it. Yes, they're going to get their logo on a shirt.
You guys are a nonprofit. Sign.
So we have a nonprofit edge, but a lot of the money we actually raise, Earl, is through our profit side, through speaking, selling of products, selling sponsorships. But if somebody just wants to contribute, they can go to our website, d3day.com. There's a button there to find our website. And then we do have grants that we get from Sam's Clubs. And, you know, it's a big one for us and other places as well.
So how many different camps do you run per year?
So pre-COVID, we were up to like almost a dozen. But I was raising money through primarily selling honey and cheese. That was what we did to raise the money. And then we were getting good speaking events during, you know, before COVID, when events were a little more lively and happening. Dave would come and speak for, you know, for a decent corporate fee, not for $500 or $1,000, because you can't even travel on that. You know, but upwards of $10,000 to $20,000 corporate fees. But he's worth it. And so it was one of the ways that we were able to fund these camps was through our business activities and not asking for people just to contribute. And that's really more of my goal in this, with our Hall of Fame, with other marketing concepts that I've created, is that we actually get people that give to us, contribute to what we're doing, but also get back from it. And it's a pulling each other along concept, as the name of my book, and also the name of an award that we give out called the Pulling Each Other Along, which we bring to our events. We have an award given out to people in the community called the Pulling Each Other Along Award.
So how many years have you guys been doing this?
Well, Dave Clark's been doing it since the 70s. I joined him when I left Merrill Lynch. So my first event was 2011, I believe, 2010. He'd already been doing this style of event with the Minnesota Twins organization at their spring training facility in Fort Myers, Florida. And I came down and was more just a part of it, helped him as much as I could because he's my business partner. And then when we had our business meetings, Dave said, you know, when I'm talking about movie deals and documentaries and books and all this kind of stuff to promote his life story, he goes, you know, Doug, what I really want to do is more sports camps for kids with limitations and challenges. And so I said, all right, I put a business plan together. We originally called it Disability Dream Day, but then we changed that to Disability Dream and Do. And there's, you know, we don't have enough time to talk about how that transition happened. But he has a quote that he says, there's two types of dreamers. There's dreamers that dream, and there's dreamers that dream and do. And obviously he fell into that second category, and that's what we represent at these camps. So the funding kind of comes from different sources. COVID-19, you know, that just 2020 just really completely knocked us off our tracks. And so you hate to beat the dead horse, but without the funding, these things don't happen.
So with people in this audience who might want to make a donation, how would they go about doing that?
So a good way to do it would go to our D3 Day website, d3day.com, and set up a Zoom meeting with me. Or if they just want to simply say, hey, I love this, and they want to make a contribution, especially before the end of the year, there is a donation, a 501c3, they'll get their forms and all those kind of things, donation a button on there. But if they want to be more involved, they can find me on LinkedIn. I'm the only Doug Cornfield. Or they can just go to our websites and set up a Zoom, a short Zoom meeting with me or a call, and we'll bring them into the fold.
Hey, Doug, thank you very much, man. Keep up the good work. I hope that this thing goes through. I'd love to be a part of it and certainly participate in bringing that to Milwaukee.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Earl, and possibly we get Dave Clark and Dave Stevens on this call as well, because it's a whole different angle when you get them on your radio show as well. And I appreciate this opportunity.
We'll certainly do that. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you. Take
all
care.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
You as well. We're going to be talking about just that. What does this time really mean? 855-752-4842. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple days from now and what it really means. And, as this is my 70th Christmas. And I can tell you that clearly, as we, grow older, the impact of things, we see them through a different prism. And the holiday has always been for me about giving and not about receiving. And giving doesn't always mean material things, you yourself, giving of yourself. We have this gift as human beings that I think is invaluable. And money can't buy it. Elon Musk, $400 billion, can't buy the gift that we were given at birth. And that's the ability to love, to receive love, to give love, to change people's perspectives on things. I don't care how much money you have. You can't buy that. And even if you don't have any money, you have that. Given those things, it's part of being human. And so this time of the year, I see people who are so beaten down because of, you know, the way the world is predicated on things. And if you don't have things, your life has less value. And so if you can deliver things, you know, we look up to people who have the most money and we measure, you know, the worth of a human being predicated on how much money they have. And I just, you know, I just think of just how foolish that is. This time of the year, you know, when I was a young boy, and 855-752-4842, and as I was in the church, and, you know, it's where my mother had us with a Christian upbringing. And so it was about the birth of Christ. You know, Jesus Christ was born. And so that's what I was taught as a young boy. And so Christmas had a different meaning for me because that's what it was. And so the different Christmas carols, the coming together of people, you know, that, you know, from different backgrounds, and those feelings that you got, those warm feelings of something special. Wasn't the average day. There was something special about that day. And so that impacted my life in a tremendous way as a young boy. But, you know, you don't get to stay a boy forever. And as you grow, your perspective on things change. And my perspective on this day, on Wednesday, and what it means has changed dramatically. And it is still a special day. But I want to kind of challenge where we are with it. 855-752-4842. We're going to delve into, and you, I'd love to have your thoughts on it clearly. That's what this is, a participatory program where your views are welcome. And we're going to talk about the holiday and what it means. 855-752-4842. Love to hear your thoughts. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.